Spirit's work in this world is not to improve it. It already stands condemned in Adam. It's just awaiting its final judgment and condemnation. It's our goal. The Spirit's work is not to try to make this world a better place to live. That's why I don't lead campaigns. I'm not marching across, doing a march for Jesus across Texas Street Bridge with these other guys holding hands. Somehow we're going to take Shreveport for Jesus. The Spirit's work in this world, again, is what? As God, as Christ's advocate, it is to vindicate Christ and his work of establishing righteousness and having that righteousness imputed to his people and God being satisfied with that work and that being the righteousness of his people. Now, that's the testimony, again, of Scripture. And again, his very presence in the world is that testimony. Right now, is the Spirit in this world? Did Christ actually send his Spirit? Scripture says he does. I don't see him. Scripture's Christ said that. The Spirit blows like the wind. He blows where he wills. You see the effect of it, but you don't actually see the wind. And his work in the world is to testify to Christ having finished the work of righteousness and returned to the Father. That's really what this is all about. So if there's any doubt in your mind, again, did Christ finish the work or not? The Spirit testifies that he has.
Mephibosheth even sat at the king's table. It wasn't because he had anything to offer to David. He was lame from a fall. So he did not come endeavoring to impress David with his presence. Just the opposite. When it says here that he came down to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. What was that all about? Well, this was a time of mourning for him. The fact that the king was gone. And this was how his mourning was manifest. That he would not wash, that he would not trim the nails of his feet. So it indicates some time had gone by. How long does it take for toenails to grow out? Just don't trim them. There wasn't anything that he could think of to even beautify himself during the king's absence. Such was the attachment that he had for him. And you stop and think about this. This was during the time initially when Absalom would have been in power. And after a while, that mourning would have set Mephibosheth apart in Jerusalem while Absalom is there, to where people would ask, well, why aren't you bathing? Why aren't you taking care of yourself? And the answer is, I'm in mourning over King David. You can see, even there, it would have stood as a testimony of his attachment to David and his love for David. It says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. In other words, when Christ died, rose again, those for whom he died, died in him. And rose again with him. And the fellowship of his sufferings. In other words, entering into what he accomplished by his sufferings. Christ's sufferings. Being made conformable unto his death. So again, when he died, those for whom he paid the debt died in him. When he rose again, those for whom he rose, rose with him. He says, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. In other words, the future resurrection. In Christ's death, the curse of sin was put away. In the future resurrection, the very presence of sin will be put away. Know no more the sufferings of this flesh. He says, not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. He's He's not talking about perfection as far as justification here, but he's talking about having arrived at a state where he's so mature he doesn't need to learn anymore. That's that word, mature, perfect. But I follow after. This is like a runner. You ever seen some that are always running? They're in good shape. I look at them and think, man, they're good shape. But they always get up running. They're still running. It's a motivation. It's what drives them. That's what Paul's talking about here. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So this is Christ getting a hold of the sinner and drawing him to himself. And that sinner now, by the Spirit of God, desiring nothing else but to look to Christ.